Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Hello, this is Culture Train, reaching you from Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And I'm happy that I've had people from diaspora, responding. Dr. Kole Adeodutola, Itayo Alo, Akin, Adeshokan, Shola Adeyemi, all of them are on board. Lukman Sanusi, these are my own group. I mean, my gang. Let me put it that way. And I said I'm the luckiest fellow today because I just spoke to Kehinde Ekundayo, a young woman who is doing a lot in the area of visual arts curating and production. And now I'm going to be talking to my mommy in the art, Taiwo Ajayi Laiset. If you have not heard of Taiwo Ajayi Laiset, and you are in Nigeria, or you are operating in the art space, and you've not heard of that name, then something is wrong. But I won't tell you what is wrong. I would just like to bring my mom, so she doesn't know that I can be mischievous too. Good evening, Ma.
Good evening.
I'll just try to be mischievous. I'm telling them that if they don't know you, that I'm going to carry placard, Ma. Ageless, graceful Bobby. Thank you for yesterday. We sat with you for hours, and you gave us so much. I wish I was recording and I could produce a book from what you told me. But you know, you spoke yourself into trouble. That's why you are here this evening. You should be resting. It was what you said yesterday, especially because of the season that we are in, that have made me to now insist that you have to be here when you should have in your rest. Number one, happy birthday, Ma. February 3rd, you were 80. And someone said, no, that we made a mistake. When I said it on this particular program, I said, no, it's a mistake. She must be in her 60s. I said, okay, you don't know my mommy. How is it, Ma, to be at that number? We're all praying to be there. Yes, at 80.
I wish I could tell you what it's like to be 80. I don't feel any different from how I was at 70. I know that's a letdown. I feel glorious as usual.
Wow.
I'm always on the upbeat. My birthday, 80th birthday, was just another day. And I'm glad that I can sound so blasé about it. I am not being blasé at all. Okay. I'm very grateful to be in that situation where I'm in sound health. I think I have fairly cognitively healthy. And that's the important thing at this age. Hmm. Sound health in body and mind, and still active. And it's wonderful. I have great enthusiasm for life. It may well be because I'm 80. I know that life is precious and fleeting. And therefore, we better make the most of everything we have when we have it.
Okay.
I'm sure that doesn't satisfy anybody for an answer, but that's how I feel. I don't feel anything. But you guys make me feel $1 million for the way in which you celebrated my birthday. But celebrated my birthday, you celebrated me. You affirmed me. You confirmed me. You really gave me a crown. I really do feel absolutely wonderful. If that's what being 80 is about, I wish it for everybody. It's wonderful to be so valued, to be so hailed, to be so... It's not a celebration, it's the love of it. Which is why we should segue into this... Is it tomorrow? So smoothly and seamlessly, because it's all about love, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, the reason I brought you here is to talk about love. Because what you told me about love yesterday, I feel like falling in love all over again, but I'm not sure I have the capacity, but I'll get to that. I just wanted to say that, in the course of celebrating your birthday, which you wanted to be, we know that you'd be that loud, but, a lot of people, in fact, you want to say that you broke the internet, because a lot of people on Facebook, on Twitter, I'm not even sure you have seen half of the messages. And then I remember that the committee, those troublemakers in the Committee for Relevant Art, said they are going to celebrate you throughout this year. pandemic or no pandemic, too, they've lined up a lot of programs. And I know that on March 7, for instance, they're bringing women together to talk about empowerment. Not empowerment in the way it is constructed in the fund chasing mode, but empowerment of women, because they are the intellectual empowerment of women. And they will be talking about eight different disciplines that are very dear to you, that you mentioned in that documentary that's being produced about you. So there are so many programs coming. NANTAP has also indicated, NANTAP is National Association of Nigerian Theatre House Practitioners, because one of them told me that it was something you did when you came in that gave them the impetus to continue to strive. But I'll bring all those programs later. I want us to spend the next 10-15 minutes to talk about the question of love. Because you were telling us a lot of story yesterday, especially in the context of this Valentine that has become. I've changed it now to Germantine, that's a topic for another day. Love, ma. I want you to talk about the way you gave it. I won't even say Pim, the way you gave it to us yesterday. Thank you.
I didn't go on so much, so I don't know which angle.
No, you know, you were talking about love, marriage, and how. In fact, you said something very profound. You said, leaders who misbehave are not in love. That there's no love in their life. And that's what, that if we have love in our life, we can run this world. Because you're also a child of the universe. I remember you mentioned that so many times, that it is love that drives the universe. I want us to put it in
love.
That context. Yes.
It is love. It is love, it is compromise, it is cooperation. It's not about competition. And love is everything. If we had love in this country, there's nobody going to keep his eyes open and see the country just go down the drain as it is right now. It just seems to me that I can't see love around, because it's me, myself, and I. That can't be healthy for any nation. What we have now is not love, and I didn't think it's hate. It's more of indifference, where people don't count at all. There's no value to life at all. We don't value life. There's nothing much we value. There's no sympathy. There's no respect. There's no human feelings amongst us that enables us to respond to one another with any measure of warmth, which is why I know when people have their birthdays, people send greetings and everything. But have you read the things that some of the things that I have read? Have you read what they are saying about how they see me? Because it isn't what we say, really. It is what we do that people are going to remember us for. And if we're going around like this, and relationships are just about sex, when you start reading about what Valentine, or never mind whose name it is, Love Day is, it's all about scoring. It's all about getting girls into slaughterhouses. It's not about the one gift that I think God gave us. It's the one major gift that he gave us, which is love. And which is why I suppose marriage exists. It's not solely for procreation.
Okay.
It's about the glory and the absolute lyricism of sex that we're missing. And we get married because we're hormones are coursing through our veins. And so, yes, we have to fulfill nature, and we think it is love. And then we get married, and when the fever dies down, and you're looking at the person lying next to you, and you're wondering, where the heck do you get this one from? And then the marriage is down the drain from there on. But if you actually have, And I think you intellectuals might counter me on this and really attack me on this. If you had what I believe is the lyricism of romantic love,
which also, yes, can die down, but I'm talking about real love. Real love where you have somebody you cannot breathe unless you see this person.
Wow.
And when that person touches you, you're quickened. Just seeing them quickens you. And I wonder how many people know the beauty and the glory of sexual love, which makes a woman, and indeed a man, feels, for this I was born. It's not, I don't think it's just about the hunger of the body. That we can discipline, that we can sublimate. But real love, when you have real love, whether the person is there or not, the mere mention of his or her name sets you up for life, certainly for the day. Do we have that? Because if we do have that, there's nobody who loves another person like that. Take our leadership, can stay in power and not feel that warmth towards people so that they do the best they can. Instead of which, what we have now is people who don't care. They take all the resources and just look after their own immediate families and don't care about everybody else. Okay, somebody can tell me and define that for me as agape love. I don't care what you call love. Love is in many facets. It comes all manner of ways. But love is love. Makes you care. Makes you trust somebody. Makes you respect them. You're joyous. And you wish well for them. And you have a vision for your life. So you get married to somebody. You have a vision, both of you, of where your journey is going. Now, if you don't have that halfway through, that's when people want to divorce. That's why it's enough, I've finished it. Love is not just about getting somebody in the sack. Any dog can do that. Many people are doing that. That's wasteful. But love, above all else, is so creative. And so I believe that if we love a little bit more intensely, a little bit, not just so much ourselves, but others. But then, of course, you can't love others as gloriously as I'm talking about if you don't first love yourself. Because that's what makes you know what it feels like to love and to be loved, which then wants you to extend it to another human being. I hope I'm not talking a lot of...
You're even opening up more. So, but when you talked about sex and love, is there something called sexualized love? Because people say, oh, he fell in love with her because of sex and not because... I'm not an expert in this matter of love, but I just picked up from what you were saying. It didn't really occur to me like that yesterday, but I mean, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, of course you're attracted. We're talking about attraction.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking about that, the physical attraction. Of course you have to have physical attraction. That person has to quicken you before you set eyes on that lady or that man. But invariably with men, women are eye candies, you know.
Wow. Men
are differently made to us, obviously. That's an obvious simplistic fact. They're outside. They're outward. Women are inside.
Okay.
Invariably, you don't know what a woman is thinking. But a man sees a skirt go by. Involuntarily, he's quickened. Involuntarily. You know, it can't help himself. Now, the point we're making is that is natural. That's human. Because that's how they're high-wired to be. Then, I think they need to step back from that. And that is the hunger of the eyes, so to speak. And then think again. And then consider Yes, this woman is attractive. Once she's attractive and she quickens them like that or whatever, they don't bother to think what's at the end of that game when they get out of bed or that corner that they pinned her to and all that.
Hmm.
They don't.
Okay.
Talking about woman attracting you sexually, that's why I don't think our politicians are doing much. I think they're very busy. They're too busy pinning women to corners and to their desks because they can't do that, than to think, you know, which is why I think their brain is located on the tip of their thing, if you see what I mean. So
yes, ma'am.
They're not sublimating. They're not sublimating.
I don't couldn't stop laughing. And there are some troublemakers who are your children who are taking everything you are saying and then they are quoting it. This Dr. Itayo Alo and Kole Adeodutola, I think we have to ban them.
Hello.
Yeah, they're taking all your line. If I just want to say, this mama will keep pressing. Yeah, but Ma, now you relate with a lot of young people in your profession. I mean, you've been on tour with Hayward. That have been going on for it, and a lot of the cast members are young people, and you deal with a lot of young people, and you see the way they relate in matters of love, and I mean, what exactly is your impression? Especially, we have what we call what have been called Valentine tomorrow, and we know what that means to a lot of young people. You need to go on. In fact, I published a story today on my online newspaper that sex toy and cake are the most trending materials in the love space. So I mean that do we? Yes, that is a research that was done by a newspaper. That is what is the most selling. Those are the most selling products this season, which means that people are generally thinking about love in the physical contact mode. I'm trying not to be raw on this program. So how do you see?
I know it's a family program, but you know, sex is hunger now. Sex is an appetite.
Okay.
And sex is an appetite, and everything goes through the mouth. If you watch it, if you see from the moment a baby is born, he or she is clamped to her mother's breast. That's why men are so obsessed with the breast till they die.
Hmm.
You know, just catch a man in extremis, call for his mother.
Because of the breast.
Well, because it is an affection. It is love. Hmm. It is intense love.
Okay.
It is intense love. That's what men have for women.
Hmm.
What I'm saying is, it is now turned, they are not thinking about what they have, which is the most precious gift ever. Hmm. I mean, a relationship between a man and a woman is the most intimate anybody can get with anybody.
Hmm.
And I mean, the closest anybody will get to another human being.
Hmm.
And that's why I'm amused, well, not amused, I'm exercised by the facility with which people just think they can sleep into bed with anybody.
Hmm.
Because I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. We should be giving a little bit more respect than that. This is not a moral issue. Hmm. I think it's a question of hygiene, even.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it is a spiritual, let me put it that way, it's a spiritual issue.
Hmm.
Because a woman, including a man, a man's body is a temple of the living God. And I'm not religious at all, but I do believe that my body is the temple of the living God.
Hmm.
The God is in my brain. Hmm. My body is a temple. And so anybody who violates the way in which we violate one another's bodies, it's not going to end well. It never ends well. It never fulfills. People rush up for sex because they're looking for connection. But you're not going to get connection when it is indiscriminate. You're not allowing yourself to really connect with that life soul mate that you're looking for. You see, that's really the point I'm making.
Okay.
That it would be wonderful to just find our soulmate.
Yes,
because when you find your soulmate, then you will know the value, the glory of sexual love. I'm not talking about sexual. Sexual love is the most potent thing in the world.
Thank you very much, ma. Just to bring it home, art and love, or love and art. What is there some connection? I mean, art as art in practice, in theory, in the imagination, and love. Is there any connection? Because this is a culture program.
They're very, very much connected. I have fallen in love just listening to music.
Wow.
Just listening to music. It reaches into your soul, and that piece of music speaks to you. And so, if you have somebody you have a kind of warmth towards, and that person reciprocates that feeling, you can. I have literally fallen just sitting with somebody that I liked, was falling in love with. And the music makes the love even deeper.
Wow.
And then when it comes to the physical plane, just having that, listening to that music with the person you love, the feeling is visceral. It is haunting. It is absolutely eviscerating, Nimaso. That's what I call it, because you are subsumed into the other person. And that's glorious love for me. So music and art, I think it's culture that really forms a society. It's not politics. They think the politicians think they're the people making our world. No. We, the artists, create the world. And that's why I'm so passionate about what we do. How we do it, our responsibility to our audience, because many people are looking for this connection we're talking about, which they don't think they can get, they get by sex, instead of addressing their souls, which will then give them, make them ultimately inebriated with sex, by sex, which then creates, makes you create wonderful pieces of work. Because you sublimate that passion. It is the passion, it is the love in us. It is the love and the relationship we have with the muse, so to say. The muse is our mistress.
Okay.
Men and women.
Oh.
And that's who you, that's who we try to please. That's how we create such wonderful pieces of music, pieces of writing, going to the depths that nobody else had thought of before. We create ideas. We are the people who are creating the world for this, for the world, for the community, for the society, by the generosity that the news gives us to offer the world. There is an incredible connection between love and art.
Okay. Thank you very much, my own mommy in the art, Taiwa Jai Lysette. In fact, our matriarch
my
in the
pleasure.
Art. And I can assure you that we will be part of your birthday celebration, because the moment we put your name out there that we're going to talk to you, a lot of people want to talk to you, and they are coding all of this. So maybe you will give us time in very soon to be able to engage you fully. Maybe not generally on the art, but on this question of love. And because I think from what you're saying, I kept on imagining what is happening in our society. How can you have true love in a society that is so dysfunctional, that today some young people have been beaten up and put in Black Maria, and they were said to have been arrested peacefully by the head of the police. But I won't keep you on phone, because even I've run out of time. But I thank you very much, ma, for allowing us to tap from your fountain of wisdom. But we'll be back to you, I can assure you of that, because we also partner with the Committee for Relevant Art on the program that they want to do. And just to let you know, ma, your children, the Oluwaseun Ejire, Oluwaseun Ejire, Taiwo and Kehinde, they are also listening. I wish they could have been able to call in, and because they are part of this massive program to celebrate you. Yes. Thank you very much, ma. We'll be back to you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, ma.
And in the purest and most beautiful way, I love you all.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm in love with love, as you know.
Yeah,
I
yes,
love
ma.
You guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be safe, all, everybody.
Okay, ma.
God bless.
Amen.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Amen. Thank you, ma. Bye.
Bye, dear.
Yes. And that's been Culture Train from Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And I've been talking to a true icon, a true legend, you know, a matriarch, a matron, our mother in the arts, Taiwo Ajayi Laiset, who was 80 on February 3rd. And we just engaged her on the question of love and the arts, love in this season of Valentine and the rest of them. And she's given us quite a lecture. I took 4 hours of that kind of lecture yesterday. I'm sure that I'll be back with her, because Spirit of Nigeria Radio like to talk to true, genuine hero and heroines of this country. It's been Culture Train. Thank you very much for being on board. And then next week, we'll be back here.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.